们到了2005年的夏令会。
Now it's the summer conference of 2005.
今年我们的夏令会好像正在眼前呢。
And I feel last summer conference was just passed.
我们讲到复活基督的显现。
And we talk about the appearing of the resurrected Christ.
我们转眼就到了2005年的夏令会了。
And before you know it, it's now summer conference for 2005.
主快要来了。
The Lord is returning soon.
我们盼望明年的夏令会我们在主那里聚了。
And hopefully we will gather at his feet in his presence next year.
没有讲员了。
No more speaker will be needed.
耶稣基督主持我们的聚会的。
Because Jesus Christ himself will host the meeting.
好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
大家盼不盼望主再来？
Don't you feel, have that same hope that he will come back?
相信我的话，主来快了。
Trust me, he's coming back soon.
今天我们要讲圣天与再来的基督。
And this year we'll talk about Christ of Ascension and the Christ of Returning.
这是很重要的一个信息。
And it's such an important theme.
接着去年我们讲复活基督的显现。
Last year we talked about the appearing of the resurrected Christ.
今年我们说到圣天和再来的基督。
And this year we'll talk about Christ who has ascended and is coming back.
我们为着要为着大会祷告
，Therefore pray for the conference，
也为着每一位弟兄姊妹祷告
，Pray for one another，
为着自己祷告
，Pray for yourself，
为着三件事祷告
，Pray for three matters。
头一件事，我们盼望今年的信息不是成为一个道理。
First, hopefully the message this year will not be just a teaching or doctrine.
成为我们的生命和实际。
But will become our life and reality.
这才不枉费了时间了。
So that we're not wasting our time sitting here.
第二件事。
Secondly,
我们要求主赐给我们信心。
We'll pray the Lord give us faith when we listen.
因为这个信息特别和信心发生关系的。
Because the message has a lot to do with the fact we have faith or not.
我们没有不信。
We don't say I don't believe.
我们没有像圣灵所说的那个信心。
Yet we need to have the faith from the Holy Spirit.
我们真的信基督升天了。
Do we really believe that Christ has ascended?
我们真的信基督再来。
If we truly believe He is coming back.
我们的生命和生活要有大的改变了。
And there will be great change in the way we live.
所以我们要求圣灵给我们信心。
Therefore, let's pray the Holy Spirit give us true faith.
我们才能接受这四天的信息。
To receive the message we'll hear in the coming few days.
第三件事。
Thirdly,
我们盼望这次聚会。
Hopefully in this conference,
需要我们大家有所改变。
We will be changed.
我们来的时候。
Will be different from the way when we came.
去的时候不一样。
Will be different when we return.
我们生命改变了。
Our life will be changed.
我们的侍奉改变了。
And the way we serve is also changed.
我们整个的生活改变了。
And the way we live as also changed.
各地的教会都改变了。
Therefore, the church we go to will be changed.
我们在迎接主来的教会。
Because we become a church and wait for the coming of the Lord.
所以2005年聚会很重要。
That's why this conference of 2005 is important.
我们大家都要祷告。
Let us all pray for this.
弟兄姊妹在一起少讲点闲话。
And let's stop gossiping when we gather together.
少做些无聊的事。
We stop talking about nonsense or doing things that do not have meaning.
大家都要约束起来。
But discipline our spirit.
活在主面前。
To live in the presence of the Lord.
不仅在聚会里面有得着。
Not only we receive something in the meeting.
在我们的私下生活里面都有得着。
But also in our casual living, we also earn something from the Lord.
整个的聚会成为追求主的聚会。
So the whole conference will be an occasion we pursue the Lord.
今天晚上我们读几处圣经。
And this meeting we will read a few passages first.
创世纪一章。
Book of Genesis.
第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
起初神创造天地。地是空虚混沌。我们只读第一节啊。
First one.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这里的天的原文是多数的天。
And the word heavens is plural.
所以我们应该翻作起初神创造诸天与地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
我们读马可福音第十六章。
Let's read on Mark 16.
马可福音十六章第十九节
Verse 19
十九节到二十节我们一起读
Let's read them together
主耶稣和他们说完了话 出来被接到天上，坐在神的右边，门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹奇神接着他正式所传的道。阿们。使徒行传第一章。
Book of Acts, chapter
1. 第一章第二节。
Verse 2.
直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被解上升的日子为止。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们读但旧约但以理第七章。
Book of Daniel chapter 7 in the Old Testament.
我的圣经是1044页，八页。七章十三节到十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
好，我们记住，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古敞在者面前，得了国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能不飞去，他的国必不败坏。好，我们读诗篇四十七篇。
Psalms 47.
四十七篇一节到第七节。
Verses 1-7.
光明啊，你们都要排长，要用跨圣的声音向神呼喊，因为耶和华至高所谓的，他是治理全地的大君王，他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下，他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱之雅各的荣耀，上升有喊声相送，耶和华上升有脚声相送，你们要向神歌颂歌颂，向我们王歌颂歌颂，因为全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂。我们再读四篇六十八篇。
Psalm 68.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神啊，你降下大雨，你产业以色列疲乏的时候，你视他坚固。十八节。
Verse 18.
你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌，你在人间，就是在悖逆的人间受了贡献。他们同住。好。以弗所第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所四章七到十三节。
Verses 7-13.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人，既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只能到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。好， 我们再读腓立比第二章。
Philippians chapter 2。
九到十一节。
Verses 9-11。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主、基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。好，我们最后了，再读《使徒行传》。
Lastly, the Book of Acts.
七章。
Chapter 7.
54-56节
Verses 54-56。
众人听见这话，就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见。”我们最后读九章3-9节。
Lastly, chapter 9, verses 3-9。
扫罗行路，将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，进城去，你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。”说不出话来，听见声音，却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，竟不能看见什么，有人拉着他，领他进了大麻舍，三日不能看见，也不吃，也不喝。我们这一次要讲升天的基督和再来的基督。
This conference will talk about the Christ of ascension and returning.
我们一开始先要明白这个天子的意义。
Therefore, we first must understand the word heaven.
圣经里面说到的天这个字的时候。
When Bible refers to the word heaven in the Bible.
和我们人常常说的天有完全不同的意义。
Yes.A complete understanding and meaning to our understanding.
像创世纪一章第一节，那是第一次提到天。
Genesis 1:1, that's the very first time it refers to the word heaven.
他说起初神创造了诸天与地。
Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
因为天是多数的。
And it's a plural form.
所以和我们所讲的天完全不一样。
It's different from the heaven we refer to.
圣经说到天的时候。
When Bible talk about heaven.
有四种不同的用法。
There are four different kinds.
第一种的天是空气天。
First kind of heaven is atmosphere.
就是我们的肉眼能看见的天。
It's a heaven we can see with our physical eyes.
那个空气天是离开我们最近的天。
And that is the layer of heaven that's closest to us.
这个很重要。
That's very important.
因为撒旦就住在空气天。
Because that's where Satan dwells.
他在空中执政掌权的。
He's the ruler in the atmosphere.
而他今天统治整个的人类。
He's ruling the entire human race.
所以这个天子第一个是空气天。
Therefore, the first kind of heaven is the atmosphere.
然后圣经说到第二重的天。
And there's a second layer of heaven.
是宇宙天。
And that's a cosmic heaven.
那今天就是所有科学家在那里研究的，在寻索的。
And that is the real many scientists are doing research.
而科学家告诉我们的宇宙天，那广大无限的太空。
And the cosmic heaven is so immense.
事实，宇宙天仍旧有限制的。
And even that, there's a limitation for the second layer.
并不是无限无穷的。
It is not infinite.
然后圣经要说到第三重的天。
And the Bible also talks about the third kind of heaven.
保罗说三层天。
Just as Paul mentioned, he was taken up to the third heaven.
那是我们说没法明白的一种天。
And that is a realm you and I can never understand.
是在宇宙天之外的天。
And that is a heaven, a realm beyond the cosmic heaven.
神住在三层天。
That's where God dwells.
这儿在那里神也创造许多我们不明白的生物。
And there are so many creatures that we'll never see and never understand.
包括那么多的天使。
And there are so many angels.
在宇宙天之外的三层天。
And that's the third heaven, a realm beyond the second realm.
而圣经里也有第四种的天的用法。
And there's another realm, the fourth kind in the Bible.
那是的属灵意义的天。
And that's the heaven with a spiritual meaning.
但以理他说诸天掌权在人的国中。
Just as Daniel mentioned, the heavens reign in the kingdom of man.
但以理所说的天诸天。
And the word heavens.
那就说到属灵的意义了。
Daniel used refer to the spiritual heaven.
那诸天国度掌权。
And that's the kingdom of heavens.
那就是主掌权。
And that's where the Lord reigns.
所以我们现在知道天有四种不同的讲法。
Therefore, we have to know there are four kinds of heavens.
我们看见的空气天。
First is the atmosphere we can see.
然后的宇宙天。
And the cosmic heaven.
然后的三层天。
And the third heaven.
然后一个属灵境界上的天。
And lastly, a heaven of a spiritual realm.
这就是旧约说的诸天掌权。
And that's where the heavens reign.
马太福音主耶稣的天掌权。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus said the heaven reigns.
那个天是属灵的意义。
And there's a spiritual meaning to that.
然后我们要看。
And then,
这个四本福音书
in the four Gospels,
都讲到升天这件事
they all talk about his ascension,
而特别马可福音路加福音特别讲到升天
and Luke it talks specific about his ascension,
使徒行传一开始就说升天
and in the beginning of Acts also talk about ascension,
但是马太福音约翰福音没讲到升天
however you don't see the recording of his ascension in the book of Matthew and John,
圣经记和不记对于他一大一定的大的重大的意义了。
And there's great meaning to whether it's recorded or not.
马太福音不记升天。
In the book of Matthew, it was not, did not refer to the ascension.
因为马太福音说到主是君王。
Because that book talked about Jesus is the king.
他要在地上统治他的百姓。
He is the ruler all over the land.
他要与我们同行直到永远。
He wants to walk with us until eternity.
所以马太福音不记升天。
Therefore, in the book of Matthew, it did not mention about his ascension.
约翰福音不记升天。
Neither is in the book of John.
约翰福音说主耶稣是神的儿子。
Because the book of John talks about Jesus is the son of God.
神的儿子虽然在地，仍旧在天。
He's the one who remains in on earth, who is on earth but remain in heaven.
升天不升天对他没有意义。
Therefore, it doesn't matter whether he ascends or not.
马可福音。
Yeah, in the book of Mark.
说主耶稣是神的仆人。
It talks about how he was the servant of God.
最后以升天作为他的奖赏。
And the end of the book with ascension, which was his reward.
路加福音说主是一个完全的人。
In the book Luke, it talks about how he was a perfect man.
不了以升天作为人类最荣耀的盼望。
And at the end, his ascension gives us hope.
所以，既升天不既升天都有大的意义了。
Therefore, whether the ascension is recorded or not, there is a significance to it.
四本福音书到了不了既升天。
In the four Gospels, when it comes to the end, it talks about ascension.
而使徒行传一开始就先说升天。
And also, the book of Acts will start with ascension.
因为使徒行传说到圣灵的水流。
And in the book of Acts, it talks about the flow of the Holy Spirit.
说到使徒们的教众。
It talks about the footsteps of disciples.
所以一开始就说到升天。
Therefore, immediately at the very beginning of the book, it talks about ascension.
整本使徒行传。
The entire book.
从主升天的开始的。
All started from the ascension of Jesus Christ.
升天基督掌握着圣灵的水流。
The ascending Christ controls where the Holy Spirit flows.
圣殿基督也掌握着圣使徒们的脚踪。
The ascending Christ also controlled the footsteps, the whereabout of his disciples.
使徒行传一开始就说到主升天。
And in the beginning of Acts, it talked about his ascension.
然后才有使徒整个使徒行传。
Then you see the follow with all the stories in the book of Acts.
所以我们知道这天只有四种不同的用法。
There are four different kinds of definitions for heaven.
但以后我们所讲信息有很大的关系的。
And we have to be clear about it because it has a lot to do with the following messages.
我们的肉眼看见空气天。
First, the atmosphere which we can see with our eyes.
那是撒旦的掌权的地方。
That's where the Satan dwells.
然后看见空气的之外是宇宙天。
And beyond that is the cosmic.Heaven,
这大的无限的太空啊
and that's infinite, as of infinite space.
而神在三层天之这个宇宙天之外的
and beyond that is where God dwells.
保罗就成为三层天
and that's where Paul was taken up once.
保罗曾经被提到三层天
he was taken up there once.
而最后的天的意义
and lastly,
这属灵的意义
the spiritual meaning of heaven.
主权掌权
that's where heaven reigns.
那是耶稣基督掌权
and that's where Jesus Christ reigns.
好，我们懂得这个四面的意义。
Once we understand these four definitions,
然后我们要看见升天这件事情的属灵意义了。
We have to understand the spiritual meaning of ascension.
我们从四个不同的点来说到升天的意义。
We also want to talk about from four aspects.
升天头一个意义。
The significance of ascension.
乃是神接受耶稣基督。
Is that God accepts Jesus Christ?
使徒行传一章第二节。
In book chapter 1 verse 2,
说到他被提上升了。
And you talk about how he ascended.
第九节说的被截去，被取去。
How he was received, how he was taken up.
这个字用的非常很好。
It is well said.
因为是一个字 receive 的嘛。
How he was received.
啊，神把他收回去了。
It's like God took him back.
把他接受回去了。
God accepted him.
这是升天第一个意义。
That's the first meaning of his ascension.
为什么说升天是接受是 receive 呢？
Why do we say his ascension was received by God?
主耶稣来到地上。
Because when Jesus came to the earth,
他道成肉身。
He was the word that became flesh.
神给他一个最大的使命了。
And the greatest mission that God has given him.
而他来到地上是一个最大的工作要他完成的。
And the greatest work he had accomplished.
二主到最后结束了。
And once he finished everything.
他要回去了。
And he was about to return.
他本来在天上。
He was from heaven.
现在回到天上。
Now he's returning to heaven.
而神接受他。
And God accepted him.
Receive
接受的人。God received him.
就说明他的使命完成了。
That tells us that he has accomplished his mission.
他的工作已经完成了。
His work.Was done.
他的使命完全得胜了。
And his mission was completed.
所以神把他接受回去了。
That's why God took him back.
是神差遣他来的。
Because God sent him there.
他来带着神的大使命来的。
So he came with a mission in mind.
他来要有大的工作要做的。
He had a great work to do.
工作没有完成不能被接受的。
He could not be received back if his job was not done.
使命没有完成不能接受回去的。
He could not be taken back if his mission was not completed.
而耶稣基督复活之后
and after Jesus was raised from the dead,
把他接受回去
God received him.
这对我们太重要了
That is so important for us.
我们知道主的工作完全成功了
Because we know he has done his work perfectly.
主的使命完全得胜了
He has completed his mission.
所以天把他接受回去了
That's why the heavens took him back.
大家明白了没有
Do you understand it?
这是圣经同一个意义
Therefore, that's the first meaning of his ascension.
来我们讲第二个意义了
The second meaning of his ascension
使徒行传第一章
according to Acts chapter 1
讲到主升天
it talk about his ascension
讲到在人的这一面的
it talk about from the side of human being
但以理七章
in Daniel chapter 7
说到主升天
it talk about Jesus ascension
说到在神的那一面的
it's from the aspect of God
这两面合起来
now these two aspects are combined
我们在看这个升天的完全的图画
then we see a complete picture of his ascension
在使徒行传第一章
In Acts chapter 1,
他在众人面前升天了。
How he ascended into heaven in front of his disciples.
他就被接上升了。
He was received up.
九节的把门徒的话吩咐完了。
And from verse 9 on, after he gave instruction to the disciples,
他就说完了话之后，
he finished speaking,
他就被取上升。
And he was taken up.
他在人这一面。
That's from the aspect of a human being.
所以他在众人面前上升了。
He ascended into heaven in front of many people.
小门徒们确实知道主耶稣升天了。
Therefore, these disciples knew for sure Jesus
ascended. 一座云彩把他接去。
And a cloud came and took him.
他们举目望天。
And they looked up into heaven.
直到看不见了。
Until he was no longer seen.
但以理七章说那边的一半了。
And in the book of Daniel, you talk about the other half.
在神的那边是怎样的。
The aspect from God's side.
这是很宝贵。
That is so precious.
他说看见人子驾着天云而来。
He said, I see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
被带到亘古常在者的面前。
And he was led to the ancient of grace.
这种国度权柄荣耀。
And he received authority, glory, and sovereign power.
万民都要侍奉他。
And all the peoples will worship him.
他的权柄永不败坏
and his dominion is everlasting
他的国度永不废弃
that will not pass away
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and dear brothers and sisters
今天我们读这座圣经、啊、
when we read a passage like this
我们看见全地的人都在侍奉、啊、
you will see all nations will serve him
万民起来要赞美了
all peoples rise up and praise him
所以读圣经啊 把人读醉了，你知道吗？
Therefore, you really will get indulged when you read verses like this.
主的话呀。
The words of the Lord.
在那么久以前先知的话呀。
And through his prophet was told.
他要升天。
Even many years ago.
驾着天云而来。
About the fact that he would ascend and he would come with the cloud of heaven.
被带到亘古常在这里面前。
And he would be brought to the ancients of days.
得了国度、权柄、荣耀。
And he would receive authority, glory, and sovereign power.
万民都要侍奉。
And all people shall worship him and serve him.
他的权柄永远存在。
And his power will last forever.
他的国度永不废掉。
And his kingdom will not be destroyed.
我们今天说阿们。
We shall all say amen to that.
我们看见全世界各种样的人都在这里赞美主啊。
You will see people from all nations worship him and praise him.
我们多跑几个地方很有意思，你知道吧？
If you travel a lot of places, you will see this interesting sight.
各种各样不同皮肤颜色的人都在赞美主啊。
And you will see people of different colors and races. They're all worshiping God.
都在侍奉主啊。
They're all serving the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督升天了。
Jesus Christ has ascended.
这个驾着天云呢。
And he went with the cloud of heaven.
啊，这个云不是我们看见的云哈。
And this is the cloud different from what we can see.
我们看见云是水分的呢。
The cloud we see are nothing but water.
这是我们不知道哈。
It's just we don't understand.
你要问我驾驭的天云什么东西呢？我也没坐过，我不知道。
And I never get on those clouds either, so I can't tell you the exact thing.
圣洁的这个云才是荣耀啊。
But that is full of glory.
啊，看见一朵云把它接走了。
It saw a cloud came and took him away.
所以丹尼特别说叫做天云而来了。
That's why Daniel says, I saw the Son of Man came with the cloud of heaven.
被带到亘古常在这的面前。
And he was brought to the ancient of days.
回到父神的面前了。
He was brought back to the Father God.
工作完成了。
Because his job was done.
使命完成了。
His mission was accomplished.
他的使命完全得胜了。
He was completely victorious.
带回到神面前。
So he was brought back to the Father God.
他得了国度、权柄、荣耀。
Where he received the kingdom, authority, and the sovereign power.
这哪一个君王有这样的国度权柄荣耀啊？
Do you see any king on earth has this kind of power and glory?
全世界都要屈膝啊！
The whole world will bow before him.
所有的人民都要屈膝啊！
All nations, all people will bow before him.
我看见有各种各样不同皮肤的颜色的基督徒的。
I've seen Christians of different colors and races.
我们亲爱的弟兄 Ernie 沃尔伯格就皮肤跟我们颜色不一样。
Our dear brother Ernie has different color skin.
我看见有一个黑的。今年我四月份从东南亚回来，看见 brown 颜色的。
And I just went to Southeast Asia this spring, and I saw people with darker skin there.
这个 brown 颜色的人爱起主来是很有意思的。
And their skin is dark brown, but they surely love the Lord.
比我们热情啊。
They're so full of zeal.
哇，这个赞美主先比我们热烈的要。
And their sounds of praises are much louder than ours.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣升天了。
Jesus has ascended into heaven.
第二意义是带回到神面前了。
The second significance is that he will bring God back to us.
他建立了国度了。
He has established the kingdom.
这个国度的全世界的荣归荣耀的下。
And this is the kingdom hovering over all nations in the world. He has received the sovereign power. He has received a kingdom. He has received the glory. And his ruling power is everlasting. And his kingdom will never be destroyed. We say amen.
We 中国人的最麻烦了，你知道吧？
And there's something wrong, something about Chinese.
啊，当初那个欧洲人、美国人到中国去传道，但是很艰苦啊。
When the missionaries from United States or Europe went to China, they had a very hard time.
中国人是非常顽固的，你知道吧？
Because Chinese in general are more stubborn.
离开主太远太远了。
They are far away from God.
今天我们还是中国人哈。
Even though we're Chinese.
今天我们真是觉得荣耀。
We're so, we feel so glory.
因为主的力量的很少，中国13亿人口啊。
Because how the power of God has moved about in China and changed many lives.
我在上海读大学。
I was in Shanghai when I was a freshman.
那个时候政府的宣告基督教人口100万。
At that time, government statistics showing Christians were at a number about 1 million.
我想大概50万差不多。
And to that number, I thought maybe the reality is half 1 million.
他所宣告头一个最多的宗派是青年会。
And the YMCA is the highest number of Christian gatherings.
我没有信主的时候，花10块钱加入青年会做会友的。
Before I believed in the Lord, I actually joined the YMCA, just paid $10 a member fee.
那是为了打篮球去的。
I joined them because I want to play basketball.
所以我给他折扣打下来50万差不多了。
Therefore, I gave a great discount of the governmental statistics. I say 500,000 is about right.
正确更换了。
But after the ruling power changed,
大的逼迫临到了。
Great persecution came upon Christians.
他们刚得国的时候啊。
And when they first had their government,
他们宣告。
They announced.
基督教成为历史的名词了。
And Christianity will no longer exist.
基督教要在博物馆里头去找啊。
You can only find this term in the museum from now on.
这个语气是好凶啊。
And that was what a boast was that.
教会毁灭了，竟然。
They claim that church is completely destroyed.
因为这边这就是仇敌的心愿，你晓得吧？
Dear brothers and sisters, you know that is the purpose of the evil one.
经过六十年到今天了。
So after six decades,
中国基督徒有15,000,000。
Now we have about 150 million Chinese Christians in China.
横扫中国。
The Holy Spirit swept through China.
耶稣得胜。
Jesus Christ overcame.
耶稣升天了。
Jesus Christ has ascended to heaven.
他的权柄永远的。
Therefore, His dominion is everlasting.
他的权柄。无人能抵挡
and no one can resist his dominion.
他们也没法抵挡耶稣基督的脚步
neither can they resist his footsteps.
今天基督在中国的最兴旺了
therefore China are greatly revived.
我进去真是惭愧啊
and when I went to see the Christians there, I was so ashamed.
爱主赶不上他们
because they love the Lord more than I do.
奉献赶不上他们
and they gave their life for the Lord more than I do.
殉道的灵那差得看不见
in the spirit of the martyr, I feel so ashamed.
真是兴旺啊
I see great revival in China.
耶稣基督升天第二个意义了。
That's the second meaning of Jesus Christ's ascension.
第三个意义。
The third meaning.
那是诗篇四十七篇他说的。
It's according to Psalm 47.
升天旧约诗篇里面诗篇不多。
And there are not many songs of ascension in the Old Testament.
四十七篇是伟大的升天诗篇。
Psalm 47 is one of them, a great one.
何拉的后裔撒母耳给我们一个升天的启示。
And this is a great revelation from the descendant of Korah.
因为耶稣基督升天。
Because the ascension of Jesus Christ.
他这个人的形状里升天的。
He ascended in the form of a man.
一个人的身份升天的。
At the position of a man.
站在人的地位升天的。
And he stood at the position of a man. He ascended.
看见主升天了、
啊。Therefore, when we if we really see how he ascended,
真的要给他鼓掌啊
！We will clap our hands and applaud.
我们真的要向他欢呼啊
！We shout for joy to him.
我们都要向他赞美啊
！We shall sing praises to Jesus.
这就是四十七篇所写的。
And that is what recorded in Psalm 47.
万民啊，都要拍掌啊
！It says, "Clap your hands, all you nations."
万民都要向欢呼啊
！Shout to God with shout of joy.
看见耶稣升天了。
Because they saw Jesus.Christ ascended.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
主升天
The Lord has ascended.
万民都伏在我们脚下
And he subdued all nations under our feet.
万邦都要伏在我们的脚下
And all peoples under our feet.
今天这是万民赞美的时候了
And now is the time he received praises from all nations.
你到全世界去哪一个角落都看见有神的儿女的
If you go to any corner in this world, you will find Christians.
用各种各样不同的话来赞美的
You see how they praise God with their own languages.
好多年前了
Many years ago
一个传教士 到台湾来
A missionary came to China, Taiwan
他会说好多种的话
He could speak many different kinds of languages
其实不会说好多种的话了
Actually not too many
他有好多种的话呢在约翰福音三章十六节
But he memorized John 3:16 with different kind of language
有好多种的话来说简单的赞美耶稣基督
And he also know how to pray for Lord with different kinds of languages
反正我也听不懂他讲的非洲话
And he actually spoke some dialect from Africa I could not fully understand him
他讲的阿拉伯话
Or Arabian
我也听不懂他到底正不正是阿拉伯话
Neither could I tell whether he was correct or not
但是他讲了约翰福音三章十六节我们都说 Amen
But every time he recited John 3:16 we all say Amen to it
有一次他叫我上去用中国话来讲讲看
And one time he invited me to come and said, can you say that in Chinese?
我用中国话讲讲，你一句话听不懂。
And if I say that, you probably don't understand my accent.
我讲给你听了呢。
He said, let me tell you.
好，我们也说赞美主。
We say, let's praise God.
弟兄姊妹一说赞美主，在心里都响应了。
And whenever we say, let's praise the Lord, everybody echoed to it.
一个真的事情呢，哈。
And this is something truly happened.
一个印度弟兄碰到个中国弟兄。
And there was this Christian brother from India met with this Chinese Christian.
麻烦那两个人真想交通啊。
And they really want to have fellowship.
中国人不懂印度话，印度人也不懂中国话，怎么办啊？
They don't understand each other's language, so what could they do?
有一个聪明啊。
They were smart.
有一个人说 Amen.
One say Amen.
那个说 Hallelujah.
The other guy said Hallelujah.
通通通了。
Then they could fellowship.
你这话不要讲了，是吧？ 这是世界言语啊。
And that's a universal language.
我们都说 Amen.
We can all say Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Hallelujah.
你跑遍世界都可以。
No matter where you go, you can say these two words.
耶稣基督升天了。
Because Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven.
信不信啊？
Do you believe that?
信。
Do you really believe?
慢慢我们要讲经历的哈。要信得很那么实在才行了要。
And then we have the experience.
基督升天了
Jesus Christ has ascended,
最后的意义
the final meaning,
为我们选择产业
is through ascension he has chosen for us inheritance
我太喜欢这位诗篇
I love this Psalm 47 so much
主耶稣为我们选升天为我们选择产业、啊、
how he chose our inheritance for us through his ascension
为我们选择荣耀的产业、啊、
oh what a glorious inheritance
oh 耶稣基督升天差遣圣灵
he ascended to heaven and he sent downThe Holy Spirit.
他说差遣圣灵
On one hand, He sent the Holy Spirit to us.
另外一位我们预备地方
On the other hand, He is preparing a place for us.
这主耶稣在约翰福音十四章自己讲的
In John 14, Jesus told us Himself.
我去
I go
给你们预备地方去
to prepare for you a place.
这个预备地方、啊、就预备我们众圣徒、啊、
And that's the place for all of us Christians.
今天主耶稣住在我们的心里了，对不对？
Jesus now lives in our heart, isn't it?
荣耀的产业、啊、
And that's our glorious inheritance.
我们是主的产业。
We are His inheritance.
主是我们的产业、啊。
And the Lord is our inheritance.
大卫说：“我的产业实在美好。”
That's why David says, "How beautiful is my inheritance!"
大卫产业多荣耀啊
！And how glorious was his inheritance?
那不是指他的国度啊。
He was not talking about his material kingdom.
不是指他的库里面的金银啊。
Not the silver or gold in his inventory.
他的国度，他的金银都变成灰尘了。
And all those things have become dust by now.
但今天大卫在荣耀里。
But now David is in the glory.
我们圣徒们一提起大卫来都是甜美，对不对
？And we every time we thought of David, we feel so sweet about.
我们也从大卫得了大的帮助。
Because we all have been greatly helped through David.
他写了这么多的诗篇。
He has written so many songs for us.
说大卫的生命
and we receive spiritual life through his writing
大卫说我的产业实在美好
and David said how beautiful is my inheritance
我们的产业美不美好
how about our inheritance、啊、is our inheritance beautiful
你若是你的产业只你住的破房子你太可怜了
if your inheritance is only limited to your house then that's so pitiful、
啊、有次我到美国来
and I went to United States
因为弟兄第一次来美国
And a brother came to the U.S. for the first time.
他跟我坐在飞机上坐在一起啊。
And we were on the plane together.
飞机要到 Los Angeles 了。
When we flew on the top, on top of the Los Angeles area.
我叫你看看，这是最大的一个城哈。
So I told him, I pointed out to him, said, "Look, this is the great Los Angeles."
看不见边的哈。
And you cannot even see the boundary of the city.
他真的看。
So he took a good look at it.
我看他看得太用力了。
He took a very good look at it.
哦，他怎么看这个洛杉矶啊
？And he looked at this great Los Angeles.
看了一会儿啊。
And after a while,
他叹口气。
He sighed.
说这个里面。
He said, "Well, among this whole big area,
我若有三幢房子多好。
It would be wonderful if I could own three houses."
完了，弟兄。
And I said, "You are over."
我让你看看洛杉矶那么大，你结果你有三幢房子，我的有多好。
I just meant to point out to you this is the great Los Angeles, but your heart was hoping that you had three houses.
那我们是最可怜的基督徒。
And how pitiful we are as Christians.
我的产业实在美好。
How beautiful is my inheritance?
主耶稣是我的产业。
Lord Jesus Christ is my inheritance.
一生当中经过、啊、
And I pass through him all the days of my life
一直得到主做我的产业
When I pass through my life I kept on receiving him as my inheritance
这就是为什么我们为什么有这个特别聚会
And that's why we have conference every year
这四点我们一同追求啊
These are the period of time that we'll pursue the inheritance together
要得到主啊
To have the Lord
要经历主啊
Him.
这个主是我的产业。
To make him my inheritance.
我是主的产业。
Also, I am his inheritance.
主升天。
He has ascended into heaven.
为我们选择产业。
He has chosen the inheritance for us.
记得没有
？Do you remember this now?
主升天，我们讲的升天四个意义，记得吧
？What are the four significance of his ascension? First,
升天就是什么？接受。
His ascension signifies God has received him.
主把他接受回去了，神。
God has received him back.
他的使命完全成功了。
He has accomplished his mission.
他的工作完全得胜了。
He has finished his job all victorious.
所以天开了，把他接受回去。
That's why the heaven opened and took him back.
第二，当以利所说圣殿那一面。
Second significance from the side of Daniel.
他被带到亘古藏在这里面前。
How our Jesus was brought to the Ancient of Days.
这是国度。确并荣耀
where he received the sovereign power and kingdom and glory.
今天我们都在主的国度里面了
You and I are now in his kingdom.
他的确并是永远的
And his dominion is everlasting.
他的国度永不败坏
And his kingdom cannot be destroyed.
今天我们都在主的国度里面了
And you and I are now in his kingdom.
第三个意义
Third significance.
主耶稣升天
His ascension.
要得到万民来颂扬
is to receive praises of all nations.
开场
Therefore we shall clap our hands and shout for joy.
神上升
And because the Lord has ascended,
有歌颂相送
And there is a praises following him.
主上升
And the Lord ascended,
有脚声相送
And there is sounds of trumpet following him.
诗篇这个先知了不起了，你知道吗？
We have to say Psalm, the writer of the Psalm 47 is great.
神怎么需要上升？
And how do you see God ascend?
因为今天神变成个人啊。
Because God has become a man.
今天神创造了肉身啊。
He has become a man.
我们看见耶稣上升了。
We saw how Jesus Christ ascended into heaven.
万民要拍掌。
And all nations clap your hands.
万民要欢呼。
And all nations sing praises, shout for joy.
不要，我们欢呼起来那个劲头还不够，你知道吗？
And we don't even shout as loud as we should.
因为原来我说。
You have to forgive me for saying that.
我到了台湾去啊。
When I went to Taiwan.
台湾姊妹欢呼的声音比我们强壮了。
And the Christian over there, they shout much louder than we shout here.
我去 Manila 呀。
I went to Manila.
Manila 的欢呼的声音也比我们强壮了。
And their shouts of joy are even stronger.
我自己住在美国。
I live in this country.
我们美国是最糟糕的。
I say our voice is probably one of the weakest.
我们要起来追求啊。
We need to rise up and pursue. If we truly see the ascension of the Lord,
最后一个什么意义?
What is the fourth
thing? 选择产业
is that through ascension, He has a chosen inheritance for us.
主都要给我们产业哈。
And He wants to give to us His inheritance.
下面我们讲最重要一段了。
And now we come to the most important part.
这升天的属灵的实际。
And the spiritual reality of ascension.
讲到升天的生命跟实际。
It talks about the life and reality of his ascension.
升天什么意义啊？
What is the meaning of ascension?
第一件事。
First.
升天是耶稣的完全得胜。
It talks about his complete victory.
他就超过了空气天。
How he surpasses the atmosphere.
他就超过了宇宙天。
The cosmic heaven.
一直被提到神的宝座了。
He was taken up all the way to the throne of God.
他为至高。
That's why he was brought to the highest place.
他要统治亚伯拉罕的民。
And he will reign the people of Abraham.
我们的救主做王了。
And our Savior is now the King.
大家信了没有？
Do you believe it?
要真从里面看见的。
You have to see from within.
我们真是要疯狂了。
If you truly see it, you will go crazy.
完全的是。
He was completely victorious.
我们是过了空气垫子，撒旦居住的地方。
We all know atmosphere is where Satan dwells.
圣经很多地方说到撒旦的国度
In the Bible it talks about many times the kingdom of Satan
也说到我们的属灵的征战
It talks about a lot of the spiritual battles
撒旦在我们的上面
Satan is on top of us
他居在高位
He is up high
我们给撒旦征战真的不容易
But it's hard to fight somebody higher than you
耶稣基督升天之前
Therefore before Jesus ascended into heaven
所有的先知都和仇敌征战了
And all the prophets had struggle against the evil one
在圣经说的撒旦的国度
And in the Bible it talks about the dominion of Satan
最重要的地方是在空中
And the most important place is in the heaven
是称为空中的执政掌权者
That's why he is the ruler of the air
我们的征战
Therefore our battles
不是跟属血气的人征战
We're not fighting against flesh
所以保罗怎么说啊
So how did Paul refer to
us? 我们远不是和属血气的人征战。
He said we're not fighting against the flesh.
我们是和那个执政 掌权的
We're fighting against the ruler in the air
管辖着幽暗世界的
And the one that controls this dark world
有空中的真正掌权者正在
And the ruler in the air is the one who we're fighting against
这个撒旦的空气天呢他是君王呢
Satan is in the air
他第二个掌权的地方
And the second place he rules
在深海
It's in the deep sea.
今天我们不讲这个题目。第三个掌权地方。
The third place he rules.
才在地上。
It's on earth.
最后第四个地方。
Lastly.
在人的心里面。
It's in the heart of man.
我们的心是仇敌和圣灵征战的一个最主要的地方。
And our heart is the main battlefield where Holy Spirit and evil spirit fight.
主和撒旦要争取人啊。
And the Lord and the evil one also want to fight for men.
为什么我们要传福音啊?
That's why we need to preach gospel.
为什么我们要有聚会啊?
Why we have meetings?
为什么我们奉差遣啊?
Why do we have to send people out?
为什么多少的人差遣到一个不认识的地方去啊?
Why are many Christians sent to a foreign land?
要为着一个仇敌来争取人的灵魂啊?
Because they want to fight for the souls of people.
我刚年轻得救的时候。
When I was young, when I was first saved.
传福音是我最大的侍奉。
The greatest service was to preach gospel.
我十八岁、十九岁。
I was only 18 or 19.
教会给我很多机会叫我传福音啊。
And the church sent me out, gave me a lot of opportunity to evangelize.
我一上那个福音讲台啊。
And whenever I stood up at the podium,
都忘记了我是谁了。
I would forget who I was.
大声的呼喊啊。
And I would shout with great voice.
然后流泪的传福音啊。
And I preached gospel in tears.
只晓得我们中国人太可怜了。
All I knew is that how pitiful Chinese were.
耶稣是救主啊。
Because Jesus Christ is the Savior.
只有他能够救灵魂啊。
Only he can save your soul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个时候不会讲什么道。
And I wasn't good at preaching.
但是神迹奇事随着福音啊。
But many wonders and miracles happened.
那一群一群的信主了。
And people were saved group by group.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是一个征战。
And this is a battle.
我们在一个征战里面。
We are in the battle.
我们在下面，他在上面。
We are at the lower portion, and he's at the higher portion.
耶稣升天了。
But when Jesus ascended,
整个局面更换过来了。
Overturned the entire situation.
他这个人的身份升天了。
He ascended to heaven as a man.
他这个人的地位升天了。
And stood at the position of a man.
他为我们升天了。
He ascended for our sake.
耶稣升天了。
Jesus Christ ascended into heaven.
超过了鬼魔。
He surpasses the power of the evil.
超过了空中执政掌权的。
He surpasses the ruler in the air.
超过了整个宇宙天。
Above the entire cosmic heaven.
一直升到最高的地方了。
Went all the way to the highest place.
所有的都在他的脚下
and all things were under his feet
他为我们得到了一个升天的地位
he has won for us a heavenly position
他我们迎来一个升天的权柄
and he has won for us a heavenly authority
这就是说圣灵给我们的关系了
and that is the relationship of his ascension with us
所以信了没有
Do we believe that?
真信了。
Do we truly believe?
我们为主统战数天的地位了。
If we do, we know we are standing in the heavenly realm with him.
主升天了。
He has ascended.
我们的一同站在天上了。
And we stand with him in the heavenly realm right now.
主为我们迎来数天升天的权柄了。
The Lord has won for us the heavenly authority.
这一个权柄在教会的中间。
And this authority is in his church.
主把这个权柄给了教会了。
And the Lord has given this authority to his church.
我们迎着他的身
And because of his ascension,
统战升天的地位
we're standing together in the heavenly realm with him,
统掌数天的权柄
and we're controlling the heavenly power with him.
太大了，完全得胜啊！
And he's all victorious. This is a great thing.
所以神的儿女啊，就是一个国度啊。
Therefore, children of God, we are a kingdom.
圣天的基督在指挥我们。
The ascending Christ is the controller.
他在感动每个圣徒。
He is urging every Christian.
他在感动到处的教会。
He's compelling his church.
其实所有教会都汇成了一个流的。
And through the compelling power, we were united as one big force.
看见主圣殿那么实在的事情。
And it is such a real thing for us to see his ascension.
我们在去年呢。
Last year.
我们有两个姊妹一个大的见证呢。
And I heard two great testimonies from two sisters.
那真是吞吃了死亡了。
And indeed, the testimony tells us that we can swallow death.
胜过了死亡了。
Overcome death.
那我当时有一位姊妹呢。
And there was one Christian lady.
我不是讲到去年的事。
And I'm not talking about what happened to her last year.
我讲到一个年轻时候的事情。
And I say something happened to her when she was young.
那是我们都很年轻了。
At that time we were all young.
啊，我自己也没结婚的单身人呢。
I was still single then.
她在台湾最南边的高雄住。
And she lived in the southern tip of Taiwan, Kaohsiung.
住在她哥哥家里。
And she lived in her brother's house.
两个房间呢。
And there was a two bedroom.
他睡这个房间是客厅等于的哈。
And the spaceship was in was actually the living room.
他哥哥睡里面的房间。
And her brother sleeping inside.
所以每天晚上哥哥很晚回来。
Every night her brother will come back late.
他起来去开门的啊。
She had to get up and open the door.
那他身体是非常不好了。
But she was physically quite weak.
那个时候就身体太危险了。
And actually, her condition was very bad.
她在祷告的时候。
And while she was praying,
她的血涌上来吐血。
She would vomit blood.
但是她在祷告当中看见主复活了。
But in her prayer, she saw the ascension of the Lord.
大赞美。
So she was able to praise the Lord greatly.
她哥哥来敲门了。
And at that time, her brother came back and knocked on the door.
她起来给哥哥开门。
So she got up and opened the door.
她也没告诉哥哥说我吐血。
She didn't tell him what happened to her, the vomiting of blood. She returned to her bed.
她看见耶稣升天。
Because of the vision she saw.
大荣耀。
Such a great glory.
赞美啊。
She gave praise to the Lord for the ascension. She was praising for his
ascension.
At the same time, the blood still came up from
her.
So she vomited a full bucket of blood. And she was in bed for 2 years. And when I visited her, when I went to Kaohsiung, she came to see me. And she shared with me what happened. I still remember vividly even till today. For her sickness, the Lord loved her so much. So the Lord opened her eyes to see his ascension,
看见升天,
to see his resurrection,
藐视那个必死的病,
so she could despise the sickness will bring death to her,
藐视吐了一盆子的血,
so she could disregard the fact that she vomited a full bucket of blood.
两年之后起来了,
after 2 years, she was healed.
我们认识五十几年，快六十年。
I've known her for about 6 decades now.
一同侍奉了。
We serve the Lord together.
耶稣基督升天了。
Because Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven.
我从28年以前第一次回到中国去。
About 28 years ago, I returned to China for the first time after I came out when I was young.
那个时候中国太可怕了。
And that was not in a very good condition.
四人帮刚刚倒掉。
At that time, the four men gang just fell over.
全中国人就他们的势力。
And their power was still every place in China.
到处很危险的。
And it was dangerous as a Christian walking around.
我在那个地方聚会。
I went to a Christian gathering.
一个弟兄来。
A Christian brother came.
比我年纪大一点。
He was older than I was.
那个时候我也不太大，我才28年以前呢。
It was 28 years ago, so I wasn't too old.
我现在到哪里去变长辈，都变长辈了。
Now wherever I go, people recognize me being the elder.
那个时候还没有。
And back then, I wasn't that old.
他们就告诉自己，你看见那个弟兄了。
So they saw that brother. They said, brother, they look at the brother. And I wasn't impressed with his appearance. They said he was great. I said, why?
他说他和圣灵中间的敏感呢。
They said he was very sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
那个常常有弟兄怎么被捕的事情发生啊。
Because many times Christians were arrested during that.
常有被逼迫的事情发生啊。
And many times they were persecuted for their faith.
弟兄姊妹的光景很不好受啊。
And therefore it wasn't easy to be a Christian then.
而且也不知道的。
And they didn't know when danger
came. 是哪一家什么的儿女有问题了，我们不知道的，对不对？
And you don't know who had trouble.
忽然之间有个弟兄姊妹被捕了，我们不知道的，对不对？
And many times our brothers and sisters are arrested before we even know it.
这位弟兄。
Therefore, this brother
一定准时出现
will always show up on time.
等了弟兄有问题有困难的时候
and whenever somebody is in trouble,
他出现在那里了
he will always show up.
来帮助那个受困难的弟兄了
in order to help those who are in trouble.
来激励那个被捕的弟兄了
in order to encourage those who are arrested.
那个圣灵的全能了
he came with the power and authority of the Holy Spirit.
那真是个大的力量啊
there was such a great power in his appearance.
我到今天还是想到那个地方都尊重他了
even till today, I show great respect to the brother.
真正的侍奉神的人呢
for he indeed is a true man who serves God.
他怎么知道的
How did he know?
他不知道。
He had no idea.
圣灵掌权。
But the Holy Spirit is in control.
耶稣基督在天上。
Holy God, Jesus Christ is in heaven.
耶稣基督在宝座。
He is on the throne.
他借着圣灵指挥所有的圣徒。
But he will be able to direct his saints through his Holy Spirit.
最需要帮助的时候，他一定到这出现了。
To bring them to the place where they need the help most.
弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
主耶稣升天。
Jesus has ascended to heaven.
那么荣耀的彰显在我们的小生活里面。
His ascension can be manifest in our small things in our life.
在我们生活的小事里面。
It can be manifest on small matters in our daily life.
见证主是复活的主。
We need to witness the fact that He is the resurrected Lord.
我们要见证主是升天的主。
We have to witness that He is the resurrected Lord and ascended Lord.
复活给升天。
resurrection and ascension
连在一起的
are the same thing.
复活了一定升天
Because once he was resurrected, he ascending to heaven.
但是复活跟升天还有一点分别哈
But there's still some slight difference.
复活重在生命
Resurrection, the key point about resurrection is life.
正升天中的权柄
The emphasis of his ascension is authority
我们讲内涵的话叫复活生命升天权柄
That's why we talk about resurrected life and power of ascension
今天主耶稣的救恩有八个段落的
And for his salvation there are eight segments
道成肉身
First it was, he was the word became flesh
第二个地上的生活
Secondly his life on earth
第三个十字架他的死
Thirdly his death on the cross
第四他的埋葬
Fourth his burial
第五他的复活
Fifth hisResurrection.
第六他复活走四十天。
Sixth, the 40 days he remained on earth after resurrection.
今天我们讲的基督复活的显现。
And that was the theme we talked about last year.
第七是他的升天。
Seven, his ascension.
第八是他再来。
The eighth, he's returning.
好像我们的音乐哈。
It's just like the song we just.
从低的哆一直到高的哆。
It's just like music from the lower key to all the highest key.
但是。今天各种各样的那个好的音乐啊
，and all kinds of music, no matter how you play,
都从这八个声音里面组织起来的。
They're all within these eight keys.
好，组织成我们基督徒的这么多的戒指跟生活啊。
And same way, these eight segments compose the life of a Christian.
耶稣基督的救恩啊。
The salvation of Jesus Christ.
这次我们来讲第七个阶段，这个第八个阶段了。
And this time we'll talk about the seventh and eighth segment.
圣帖是圣救恩的第七步。
Ascension is the seventh segment of his salvation.
再来，这是个第八步。
And returning is the last, the eighth segment.
整个救恩完成了。
And then that comes to the completion of salvation.
升天不仅是个事实。
Therefore, ascension is not just a fact that happens.
升天是个救恩啊。
But the salvation to us.
是我们的。
It's ours.
复活生命。
His resurrected life.
升天权柄。
And the power and authority in his.Ascension
都赐给他教会的
have been given to his church、
啊、我们要看见主耶稣是完全得胜
therefore we have to see that Jesus has completely victorious
所以我们都享受得胜的权利哈
therefore we can all enjoy the authority and the power of his victory
信主升天了吗
do you believe the Lord has ascended、嗯、to heaven do you believe
你没和人过不去啊
do you have trouble with people
你没过
have you
有过
You must have.
嗯，还是要相信主升天了。
But still believe that the Lord has ascending to heaven.
主在地上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
手里接着人的手啊。
Through the hand of man.
把各样的痛苦羞辱加在主身上。
Our enemy put all these sufferings and shame unto the Lord.
到了十字架。
And when he comes to the cross.
受苦到极处了。
And that's the climax of his suffering.
直到耶稣基督升天了。
And when he ascending to heaven.
升到至高的地方。
He ascended to the highest place.
仇敌再也摸不着耶稣基督了。
And at that point, enemy can no longer touch Jesus Christ.
我们要认识升天了。
Therefore, we need to understand the meaning of
ascension. 没有一件事摸得到我们。
And that's the place nothing on earth can touch us.
摸得到吧？
Can things still touch us?
在自己里面绝对摸得着。
If we stay in ourselves, then we'll always be touched by God.
认识主升天了。
To know that the Lord has ascended.
我们相信升天的主啊。
And we believe in the Lord who has ascended.
我们与升天的救主联合啊。
We unite with the ascended Christ.
我们地上每一件事摸得着我们。
Then nothing in this earth can touch us.
完全得胜。
We'll be completely victorious.
没有一件事可以抵挡。
And nothing can resist us anymore.
这是使徒行传。
That's the book of Acts.
120个人开始了教会。
Church started with 120.
他们很小的人民。
They were just ordinary people.
都是一些打鱼的小民啊。
They were mostly fishermen.
耶稣升天。
But Jesus has ascended.
圣灵降临了。明天我们讲圣灵降临。
And he sent down the Holy Spirit, which we'll talk about tomorrow night.
圣灵降临了
The Holy Spirit came upon us
耶稣的得胜成了我们的得胜了
Therefore the victory of Jesus is now our victory
没有一件事不得到教会的
Therefore nothing can touch his church
圣灵第一个意义
That's the first significance of
然后第二个意义
The second significance
属灵的实际
It's a spiritual reality
基督升天
The fact that Jesus Christ has ascended,
吸万民来侍奉他
He will draw many to serve him.
这诗篇六十八篇了
And then Psalm 68.
你降下大雨啊
That you send an abundant shower.
叫以色列民在疲乏的时候得以坚固
To refresh your weary inheritance.
大雨指的圣灵啊
And the shower refers to His Holy Spirit.
主就降下透雨了。
Says the Lord will send down abundant shower.
我们是软弱的人。
We are weak.
我们也疲倦。
We get tired.
我们经不起征战跟摧残的。
And we cannot go through many battles.
但主降下圣灵了。
But the Lord has sent down His Holy Spirit.
叫我们得以坚固。
So that we can be refreshed.
你已经升上高天。
For He has ascended into heaven.
是大的宣告。
And that's a great proclamation.
掳掠仇敌。
You have led your captives.
你在悖逆的人间受了恩赐
and you have received gifts from men even from the rebellious
这边诗篇大卫写的
and this is a psalm written by David
是大卫的得胜诗篇
and this is one of the psalms of victory he wrote
每次大卫得胜回来了
every time he returned from a victorious battle
带着他的军队
he will brought back his army
带着他的掳
and his captives
一歇上锡安山
They will went together first to Mount of Zion
去朝见神
to worship God
把所有的都献给神
and to offer to him what they have got
然后他回来要奖赏他所有的军队了
then they will come back down and he will reward his soldiers
也要奖赏给所有的人民
and all his people
叫做圣天恩赏万民
through ascension many gifts were given to people
然后大卫爬个锡安山呢
And for David to climb the Mount of Zion,
他被圣灵感动了。
He was while he was climbing up,
他真的看见升天异象了。
He was touched and his eyes were opened.
你已经升上高天。
Saw the vision of victory, ascension. He said, "You have ascended on high."
这句话谁也挡不起的。
No one could be described like that.
大卫什么时候升过高天啊
？When did David ever gone into heaven?
他不过爬个锡安山呢。
He was only just climbing a little hill.
锡安山不算高了。
And Mount Zion wasn't a high mountain.
我们中国的山比锡安山高得多了。
There are many higher mountains in China.
哦，你就升上高天。
He said, "You have ascended on high."
掳掠仇敌。
And you let captives in your
train. 把各样的恩赐赏给人。
And you've given to many your gifts.
大卫真的看见升天。
He truly saw the vision of ascension.
等到保罗写以弗所书的时候。
And when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians.
以弗所第四章
In chapter 4,
最重要的信息
the most important message
就是根据诗篇六十八篇写出来的
was based upon Psalm 68
你已经升上高天
said that you have ascended on high
掳掠仇敌
you let captives in your train
各样的恩赐赏给人
and you have given many gifts to people
你若自由使徒先知传福音的教师跟牧师
and there are all kinds of gifts there are apostles there are teachers there are evangelists and there are pastors
身体每一个肢体各尽其职
so that all can be built up together according to their function
得以认识神的儿子
will come to the knowledge of the Son of God
在正道上同归于义
and they can be united as one on truth
弟兄姊妹们保罗的伟大信息就是六十八篇来的
the great message from Paul was based upon Psalm 68
恩赏万民啊
and this is a gift for all people
好我们所得的恩赐
The gifts that we receive.
保罗说，照着做了两个个人的恩赐。
According to Paul, that the Lord proportioned to everybody.
这个两个字好极了。
And He apportioned it to us.
每一个信主的人。
And every Christian.
主都给你一份恩赐的。
Has a gift from the Lord.
你说没有也没用。
Don't say you don't have it because you have it.
一个人觉得有也不好，觉得没有也不好。
It's very hard to say yes, I have it. It's also hard for us to say no, I don't have it.
没有。
If you say no.
主处有。
But the Lord says.You have a gift.
你往前走一走，走走路。
Just practice.
你往前再追求一点。
Just pursue me a little bit more.
你再多点侍奉。
Just serve me a little bit more.
你会发现主给你份恩赐是什么了。
Then you will discover what kind of gift the Lord has given you.
主量给个人的恩赐。
He has given gifts to many.
好，每一个神的百姓得救了。
Every child of God,
主都两个人一份恩赐的。
After we're saved, the Lord has a proportion one for us.
那个恩赐不是什么一下都降下来了哈。
He's not pouring down the abundant gifts onto us.
掳掠仇敌，把恩赐降下来的时候。
While he captivates those enemies and he sent down his gifts.
每一个人一份都量定的。
He has designated how much we each receive.
我们一生就经历我们所有的。
And we can only experience what we have.
所以耶稣基督升天。
And so the ascension of Jesus Christ
吸引万民来侍奉
will draw many to serve him.
不是要求你没有的
The Lord never asks us for something we don't have.
要求你有的
He only asks for something we have.
第一件事你要来
But the first thing is that you have to come to him.
我们不侍奉
If we don't serve,
我们不合法了。
Then we are not legitimate.
我们太亏欠主了。
We'll come short of him.
你要怎么样侍奉？
How do we serve?
个人回到各地的教会去问教会好不好？
When you return to your church, ask the church leader.
我们要侍奉啊。
Tell them that I want to serve.
主耶稣升天了。
Because the Lord has ascended to heaven.
恩赏万民啊。
He has given many gifts to us.
把各样的恩赐赏给人。
He has given to us many gifts.
叫我们各尽其职。
So that we can all function according to our gifts. So that we can be united as one in the knowledge of the Son of God. Therefore, every child of God has to serve. And then you'll see great revival in the church. And the third meaning here is that His ascension is the goal for all peoples.
生活的标杆。
The goals for our life.
侍奉的标杆。
The goals for our service.
我们必须要有中心的标杆。
We need to have a goal before we do it.
所以使徒行传开始了。
Therefore, in the beginning of the book of Acts,
这些弟兄姊妹们。
These brothers and sisters.
生活有中心。
You see, there's a goal in their life.
侍奉有方向。
And there's a direction in their service.
不然我们活在地上。
Otherwise,
成为生活没有意义的人。
We'll be a bunch of people living on earth without any meaning.
那是最可怜。
And that's the most pitiful condition.
比如说一个人问我
One time a person asked
me 碰到一个人自杀
He heard of somebody committed suicide
他奇怪一个人为什么要伤害自己生命呢
He questioned how come one will hurt themselves and take their own life
我不懂
I didn't understand
我说因为你没有他的环境
I said because you did not suffer as he did
他太痛苦了
He was in such a pain
他的生活没有意义了
He found no meaning in his life
他的生活活下去啊这是痛苦了
He could not go on in his life
所以到最后一条路当然这些少数的人他自杀了
So only solution he had was to take his own life
基督徒不做这个事
But Christians don't do that
我们生活有意义
Because we are people with meaning
我们工作有方向
And we work, we serve with a direction
我们的侍奉有标杆
And we serve with a goal in mind
标杆是什么
What is our goal?
升天的耶稣基督
It's the ascending Christ Jesus
这就是使徒行传
And that's the book of Acts
史蒂芬是第一个做见证的人
Stephen was the first one who gave testimony
当他第六章第七章讲到第七章讲的信息的时候
and comes to the seventh chapter of the book of Acts he was giving a message
震动人心啊
his message moved many hearts
那些法利赛人咬牙切齿啊
yeah those Pharisees were gnashing their teeth
恼怒要到前面就要杀斯蒂芬
they were so furious at him they want to kill him
斯蒂芬第一个时候确定异象的人
and he was the first man who had a very short vision
我看见天开了
because he said I see heaven open
人子站在神的右面
and the son of man standing at the right hand of God
就大声呼叫不要把这个罪归给他们
that's why he cried out loud said do not turn this sin unto them
第一个殉道的人
he was the first martyr
头一个得胜者
the first
他确定了意向的标杆
he was the first victor
他活着有确定的意义的
he lived with a clear
我看见天开了
he said I saw the heaven open
人子站在神的右面
and I see the man of God standing at the right hand side
斯蒂芬是使徒行传的关键人物
and Stephen was the key man in the book of Acts
从斯蒂芬带就保罗来
because he was the one who brought in the revival of Paul
没有斯蒂芬没有保罗了
without Stephen there wasn't any story for Paul
所以到了第九章就叫保罗了。
It comes to chapter 9, you see what happened to Paul.
保罗逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
杀害基督徒。
He killed Christians.
他在耶路撒冷杀害了不够，要逼迫一座大马色去。
And he killed so many in Jerusalem, but that wasn't enough for him, so he pursued even more to Damascus.
主耶稣领导他了。
And that's where Jesus met him.
大马色的异象。
And that's the vision of Damascus.
耶稣显现了。
Jesus appeared to him.
在正午的时候。
At noontime, Jesus appeared.
正午十二点的阳光。
And suddenly he couldn't even see the light of sun.
Oh, 那个荣耀下来了。
Because the glory of the Lord was so great.
保罗受不了这个荣耀了。
And he could not endure that glory.
他就扑倒在地上。
So he fell to the ground.
但是那个荣耀主有什么样子他没看见。
He did not see the glory of the Lord.
他看见耶稣基督在门心里面了。
He saw from his heart within.
照亮他整个黑暗的心思。
And enlightened completely his dark mind.
保罗整个转回来了。
He was completely turned around.
没有保罗没有我们了。
Without Paul, then we won't be here.
保罗成为外邦使徒啊。
He became an apostle for Gentiles.
把福音带到地级去了呀。
And he brought the gospel to the end of the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个生活有标杆的人。
He was a man with a goal in life.
他一生的侍奉有标杆。
And all his service has a clear goal.
升天基督才是标杆。
Because as Christ of ascension was his goal.
今天我们讲的升天意义基督的三个属灵的事迹。
And this evening we talk about the three significance of his ascension.
第一，完全得胜。
One is his complete victory.
看见超越过一切了。
Surpasses all things.
为我们得来一个升天的地位的权柄。
He has won for us a heavenly position.
第二件事。
Secondly,
他吸引万民来侍奉。
He has attracted many nations to serve him.
我年轻的时候常常唱这诗歌。
When I was young, I often sang this song.
主基督已高升。
The Lord Jesus Christ has ascended on high.
配万民来侍奉。
And he's worthy of service of all people.
那个时候我真喜欢唱这诗。
I love this song so much.
主基督已高升了。
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ has ascended on high.
配万民来侍奉
了。 And he's worthy of the service of all nations.
我把一切都活上了，摆在主身上。
And therefore, I just commit my life completely unto him.
主耶稣完全得胜了。
He has drawn many to
earth. 然后他升天了。
And lastly, he ascended.
成为我们的标杆。
He has become the goal of our life.
我们生命的标杆。
The goal for our life.
我们侍奉的标杆。
The goal of our service.
今天我们都朝着一个中心往前走。
And this is the center that we're all marching toward.
我们唱133首。
Let's sing hymn 133 together.
先把旌旗奏起。
Golden harps are sounding.